Got umbrellas, coats, shorts, and kind of you could swap between them all in one day, really. But anyway, on a more serious note, what's been happening sport-wise? Well, I've been out at the run today, and it was great, actually, from a northeast perspective. Kat Copeland, who is from Ingleby Barwick, and who reliably informed me today that she likes listening to these diaries, so big hello, Kat. She was great, really, really good today, won a heat. So progressed straight through to the semi-finals, but won a heat as the fastest of all the rowers in the lightweight double sculls. So that bodes really, really well for the semi-final and hopefully, I'm pretty sure, the final moving forward. So that was great, and she just looked so calm and kind of controlled in the race, and then just really happy afterwards with what she'd done with her partner, Sophie, who used to be at Durham Uni, so there's another North East link there. Jess Eddy, also out in rowing action today. She's from Durham. She was slightly less pleased, I think it's fair to say, with the performance of the women's eight. They were third in their heat, and so they go into the repechage on Tuesday to try and make the final of that event on Thursday. I think they've kind of always thought they might lose out to America in their heat because they're comfortably the world number ones, but I think they thought they'd be closer to them and probably ahead of Australia, which didn't happen, so there's a bit of work to do there. Other North East stuff today, a really good day for Paul Drinkall, a table tennis player from Loftus in Cleveland. He took the third round after beating the Commonwealth champion from Singapore today. That was a really strong performance. But unfortunately not quite so good for Richmond swimmer Jo Jackson in the pool. She could only come seventh in her heat of the 400 metres freestyle behind Becky Adlington. So she obviously doesn't make the final. Tomorrow, what have I got tomorrow? More North East action tomorrow. Sarah Clark from South Shields, she's in judo action tomorrow in the under 57 kilogram category, so I'll go and see her in the morning. She competes in the Excel, which also hosts the table tennis, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to pop across and see Paul Drinkall as he plays a third round game against a pretty useful German player tomorrow. And then it's the cross country in the 3-day event category. Nicola Wilson, part of the British team, she's from close to North Allerton. They're lying third the team after the dressage section, so that's pretty good with the cross country and the show jumping to come. So that's in Greenwich Park, and I'll be heading down there once I've done the judo and the table tennis to see how that goes. Hopefully I'll have had something to eat by then. I'm not quite sure what it'll be. I suspect I'll probably get lured into another quick pint of London Pride before I head to bed tonight, so at least that'll be something. Hopefully I'll actually get some sleep, although it's going to be another 6 o'clock start in the morning, and I'm just about to go and watch a hockey game now, so I won't get very much. And hopefully I'll know what to wear and it won't rain, although again the forecast's pretty mixed, so I suspect it's going to be another day where I'm packing goodness knows what. But keep in touch and we will speak tomorrow. Bye-bye.